Yep, 645, 1320 WILS. Why is the AARP, the American Medical Association, even the American Hospital Association, all coming out against this Republican health care plan? Dr. Kevin Way Casey with us, a physician and healthcare insurance expert. Find him at healthcareonomics.com. And he's also against it himself. Dr. Way Casey, great to have you here.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it. I would say with this legislation, let me just say that it's health insurance companies two, American people zero, as far as this is concerned. Because
What are the health insurance companies getting out of this?
Well, I mean, again, the health insurance industry is very interested in keeping their place between you and your physician, you and your hospital, you and your health care provider. They're very interested in maintaining their position as the arbiter of all things health care. And the Republicans have pretty much come out to bat for them again. Look, the basic argument or the basic idea is this. Everybody needs health insurance, right? I agree with that. I mean, I think that health insurance is a great thing to have. It really is a great an awesome thing when you need it. Mm-hmm. But we don't need health insurance for all of health care, as you and I have discussed before. Most of health care should be like everything else you buy in life. It just should be something you just purchase on your own. But when people talk about, you know, repealing Obamacare and replacing Obamacare, I think what the general folks want is a return to the so-called good old days where you paid for your health insurance and then they paid for everything.
You're going way back in time, though, right?
Well, they're getting sick and tired of the rising deductibles, the rising premiums, the rising copays. Yeah. And I would submit, again, that that's all by design of the health insurance industry. Right.
They've got a lot of money and power. What the American Medical Association and the Hospital Association are upset about is this getting rid of the Medicaid expansion, replacing it with tax credits. What do you think that's going to end up doing?
Well, I think that ultimately they probably will get away with decreasing the Medicaid expansion, cutting the benefits to folks who make less than, I think it's four times the poverty level amount, and I'm not sure on that. But I think they are going to roll back some of that because budgetary-wise, you just can't afford to pay for it. I mean, I guess the question is, why should taxpayers be forced to pay for health insurance for other people anyway? I mean, I don't agree with that from a taxpayer standpoint, but as far as the Republicans are concerned, they're going after this because they see it as an enlargement of the entitlement class. And I agree with that completely. I think that was an aim of the Democrats when they passed the Affordable Care Act.
The idea that the tax credits will replace these Medicaid benefits, I mean, do you think that they're going to fall a bit short?
I do, because I don't think that look, if you're faced with having the government buy something for you or getting a tax credit for it, what are you going to choose? I mean, I think that the majority of people will not choose health insurance if given the option, and so they won't qualify for tax credits.
Right.
I think that a lot of people will drop off the health insurance rolls.
And that's just part of the I should say the AARP says their concern is Medicare, of course. They're saying that this entire plan means billions of dollars less in revenue. It means less money for Medicare. Do you see that happening? Do you see Medicare taking a hit?
I think all of it's going to have to take a hit, to be quite honest with you, not to be obtuse with answering your question. But, I mean, we're getting to a point now where healthcare is 20% of the GDP, and it just can't be sustained at that length or at that level for long. We can't keep doing this. And keep in mind, what we're talking about here is not a healthcare bill. What we're talking about is a health insurance bill. And there's a big difference between the two. The semantics do matter. I like to say, as I said in my book, this is not a distinction without a difference. Health insurance is not health care. And what the politicians, what the Republicans have coughed up is a Republican-based, a health insurance bill about how to get people covered with health insurance. Why maintain this?
Let me ask you this, Dr. Way Casey. How do you actually get billion-dollar insurance companies out of the mix?
Oh, I'm not saying we have to get them out of the mix. What I am saying is that when the government, look, the government is no good at fixing health insurance, okay? They tried it with Medicare. That's a disaster way back since the 60s. They've tried it with the Obamacare, with the Affordable Care Act. That's been a total disaster. The only thing that's going to fix health insurance is to make it a free market, is to encourage competition amongst the health insurers. Listen, in 2014, $750 billion was spent on health insurance premiums in the country. two-thirds of that, right at $500 billion, only went to 25 companies. Now, that's a big problem as far as I'm concerned. We need a lot of competition out there amongst the health insurers. The federal government is not going to do this. The only way they're going to accomplish this, I wrote in my blog a few months ago, a piece called Hold On, Mr. President-elect, where it said, don't worry about replacing Obamacare. Keep repealing things. Yeah. Repeal things like the HMO Act of 1973. Let's encourage competition amongst health insurance companies.
Why does the government not want to do that, though?
Because, in a word, are we public here? Are we on air? Yeah. I think they've been bought off. I think the Republicans are just as amenable to being paid off by the health insurance lobby as the Democrats were back in 2010.
It's Dr.
Not to be a cynic.
Well, there's the truth. It's Dr. Kevin Wakasey. His book, by the way, Dr. Wakasey's Guide to Buying Health Insurance and Healthcare. Dr. Kevin Wakasey. Find him at HealthcareAnomics, healthcareanomics.com. Dr. Wakasey, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.